Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the Lake Show. It's turned out to be a lovely night. And our chance of rain on Friday, it's still there. But earlier in the week, it looked like it was really going to be a tough day. Now there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. We'll have more on that. You heard the weather a moment ago, and we'll have Cruz shave her again at 7:30 tonight, but a very pleasant evening around the area. Henry Lake in Vegas, NBA Summer League, Steve Thompson in, Chris Tubbs is our producer. And on July 1, new laws went into effect, or some new laws went into effect, and one that probably got more attention than just about any other new law is the new lane splitting law that went into effect. And we're pleased to be joined by Lieutenant Mike Lee of the Minnesota State Patrol. Mike, good to visit with you tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and let's talk about this new law, because if people have traveled around the country, maybe out in California, I know it was my first experience with lane splitting. I was on the freeway driving downtown to go see an NBA game at Staples Center at the time, and lo and behold, there were motorcycles going by me on the freeway, and it was stop and go traffic. It's LA after all. That was my first experience. Something similar is now legal here in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. Like you said, July 1st this year, lane splitting and filtering went into effect. It's legal in Minnesota, but there are stipulations with it. And the biggest thing right now is just the fact that safety is a shared responsibility. Both motorcyclists and people driving cars need to be aware of the law and need to be paying attention.
Yeah, and I suppose this is going to be something that we're all going to need to learn going forward, and that's one of the big reasons we wanted to have you on the show tonight to talk about it. Tell us what the law says, what's legal, what's not. I know traffic needs to be moving slowly, no more than 25 miles an hour is a big key.
Yeah, that's right. So the two big numbers here are 15 miles an hour and 25 miles an hour. So lane splitting is while traffic around you is moving. And just know that the motorcycle can split in between lanes at a speed no more than 25 miles an hour. And then the 15-mile-an-hour rule is you can travel at a speed of 50 miles an hour more than the traffic around you. So if traffic is stopped, then that would be filtering. And then at most you can go is 15 miles an hour. Let's say traffic is going 5 miles an hour around you. You can filter at a max speed of 20 miles an hour.
And it is one of those things where motorists need to be very careful, but in situations like stop-and-go traffic on the freeway, it's another thing you need to keep in mind if you're driving a four-wheel motor vehicle, a car or a truck or a van, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the safety is a shared responsibility. It's lane sharing. So people who are not in motorcycles and are in the actual lanes of traffic driving a four-wheeled vehicle, you got to pay attention. Put the distractions away. Put the phones away. Tell the kids to quiet down. Turn down the radio. And just make sure you're looking at your mirrors and you're aware of your surroundings.
You know, before I went out to L.A., and drove in L.A. for the first time, I kind of read up on it, and certainly I've driven on freeways and stop-and-go traffic and so on and so forth, but I did read about this, and there was no doubt, I was very aware that this could happen. Now, some of the motorcycles were flying by a lot more than 15 miles an hour over, and I suppose... from where you sit in law enforcement, that has got to be a concern, that people do follow the law very carefully, because it could be an extremely dangerous maneuver with excess speed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we don't want motorcyclists to feel like they have to do this law. If you are not skilled enough to execute this safely and properly, just don't do it.
Right.
Or if there's not a really good opportunity, just wait. Sit in traffic like everyone else. But yes, of course, we're worried about, you know, vehicles that or motorcycles that aren't following this law. Laws are in place to ensure, to help mitigate safety risks and dangers so everyone can be on the road safely. It shouldn't be a fear of drivers when they're out there to worry that they're not going to get to their destination safely or be involved in a crash.
Right. Yeah, Lieutenant Mike Lee joining us from the Minnesota State Patrol on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, talking about the new law that went on the books July 1 and lane splitting and lane filtering. So certainly be aware of that. And, you know, it's one of those things that reading about it is something that people should do. And the Department of Public Safety has a good explanation of the law, and the Office of Traffic Safety, and we visited with Mike Hansen many, many times over the years, and this is really a great resource. And I know we've all done our driver's tests and renewed our driver's license, but this would be a good one to read up on and completely understand the law.
Yeah, absolutely. And just understand, if you're on the road, whether you're a motorcyclist or not, it's going to affect you one way or the other. So we want everyone to be aware of the law, know what's legal, what's not. And if you see unsafe driving, whether it's just lane splitting, filtering, or just unsafe driving behavior in general, please feel free to call 911, report that. We will get out there and hopefully have the assistance of local or sheriff's deputies out there to stop this unsafe driving behavior.
Yeah, and Lieutenant Lee, that is a great point. We've talked about it with Mike over the years. If you see someone on the roads who are driving erratically and have the potential to endanger another motorist, that is certainly worthy of a 911 call.
Absolutely. And you're exempt at that point from the hands-free law.
Sure.
You can use your phone to pick up your phone, call 911, report what's going on. Of course, if they're going, you know, over 100 miles an hour, we don't expect you to keep up with them. But, you know, I'll give your location and a description of the vehicle, the license plate if you can, and just let the dispatcher know what you saw.
And we have a lot of road construction going on, and people need to be reminded constantly. The law says you must slow down in road construction zones, and especially when workers are present. The old joke, if you will, there's two seasons really in Minnesota, and that is winter and road construction. And fair enough, but in all seriousness, people need to slow down and be very careful in these construction zones.
It's funny. I was just about to say that too. And yeah, we are in the peak of construction season right now.
Yeah.
And you nailed it. please, please slow down and please pay attention. Understand that there's road shifts, lane closures, and people working, large pieces of equipment and machinery out there. So just do whatever you can. And just know the fine is increased. It could go up to $300. That's an excuse if you have extra money laying around. Just, you know, you don't want to be put in that position. And also, just to avoid, hopefully avoid people rushing through areas to get to their destination, we encourage people to use 511mn.org. Summertime, wintertime, it's a great resource. Allows you to plan ahead and not rush through your commute.
Yeah, and on the weekends, we've seen a lot of road closures. We have another big weekend of road closures here in the Twin Cities. I know Jerry Peterson's been talking about it. And we'll have a lot more on that tomorrow, reminding people of the road closures here in the metro area. And we have stories on our website at WCCRadio.com. Another thing that happens in the summer months, and it's prime time, people, boats, campers, trailers of all types. And there's a lot of things to keep in mind, and that is, number one, making sure that your equipment is safe. And I know for years on the weekends, I do a bit with Steve Carney, and we talk about the outdoors and hunting and fishing. But one of the things we get into every year at the spring, or in the spring, is making sure that that trailer is properly maintained. If that boat or that camper has been sitting in the backyard or in a barn or in a storage place, you need to make sure that that vehicle is properly maintained. The tires, the hubs, et cetera, are good to go.
Yeah, you're ready to take my job and let people know how to do this safely. yeah, you nailed it. It is your responsibility as a driver, the operator of the vehicle, to make sure your equipment is working properly and is safe to be on the road. And it includes everything, the trailer, the tires, the lights, the securements, the actual hookup, and do you have the skills to drive this safely down the road? So these are all factors that, you know, you do it safely, it's going to reduce serious crashes, injuries, and even fatalities.
Yeah, and it is one of those for sure that, you know, taking the time to understand what the law says and safety chains, all of these devices associated with trailering anything. You know, over the years, I've towed a boat from time to time, and I check and double-check all those connections and make sure this stuff is working, because I'm sure in your job, You've seen some real nightmares associated with trailers that break loose.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like crashes in general. This is avoidable. It's preventable. It's unnecessary. And I appreciate you emphasizing that. You know, whenever you take a break or a stop, you fuel up, please just walk around the vehicle. Make sure your tie-down straps are tight. Make sure your connections are still working. And do not rely on the electronics in your vehicle. Like in my truck, it says all my lights are working properly, but I still do the test anyway. I walk around my truck when I'm hauling. So, it's the responsibility of the driver. So you don't want to be caught in that position where you could have prevented something and something awful happened.
Lieutenant Mike Lee joining us from the Minnesota State Patrol. And one of the things I wanted to bring up was, whether you have a pickup or you're towing a boat or whatever, making sure that the things in the back of the truck or in the boat or in the trailer are properly secured, because I know some of those unsecured, even a life jacket flying out of a boat at highway speeds can cause chaos behind you.
Yeah, that's right. If part of your load is unsecured and it flies off, that is your fault. You could be cited for that. But hopefully that doesn't result in a crash or some sort of incident behind you, you know, especially if it's a heavier object and it strikes the motorcyclist or the vehicle behind you swerves unexpectedly and crashes into another vehicle. Now you involved two other people who weren't part of your problem before, but they are now.
Yeah, and one other thing before we run out of time, and I want to touch on, and this is an important reminder. You brought up distracted driving, the hands-free law. There's so many things to distract us when we're on the road. And then, of course, it goes without saying, impaired driving. The laws are very clear on both these fronts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know there are four major contributing factors to fatalities on Minnesota roadways. It's speeding, it's impaired driving, it's lack of seatbelt use, and it's distracted driving. So right now, we're in what we call the 100 deadliest days. It's between Memorial Day and Labor Day. It's a terrible, terrible title, but it's realistic. These are the times when the roads are most traveled, and these are the times when we see the most fatalities. We're doing whatever we can. We have dedicated enforcement efforts every month. We're collaborating with over 300 agencies to do saturations to enforce and educate these laws so people can get there safely.
Yeah, and the one thing that I've noticed in a final thought, I used to have a long commute every day to work from the northern suburbs down to the southern suburbs. Now at my full-time job, I have a really short commute, so I don't spend as much time on the freeways. But when I do, during the week, running an errand, or on the weekend, you know, doing something out and about around the Twin Cities, boy, there's some people that drive fast. And it seems as though, and we've talked to Mike about this a lot in recent years, it seems as though it's almost an epidemic since COVID.
Yeah, and I know that term has been used quite a bit in reference to the outrageous speeds that we see on the roadway.
Oh.
I just want the people to know, like, you're not alone. You're not crazy. We are seeing it, too, in our fully marked squad cars while we are working on duty, stopping other speeders. It's rampant. We are doing whatever we can to help slow people down and make these roads safe, whether it's education or visible deterrence or doing joint agency saturations. We want these roads safe. I hope people understand that. And I don't want them to feel like we're just standing by and watching it happen.
Well, Mike, we certainly appreciate your work. Once again, Lieutenant Mike Lee of the Minnesota State Patrol, good enough to join us tonight. Thanks so much for the time. Thanks for an update. But we encourage people to go to the Department of Public Safety website and look up this new law that went into effect July 1. Read about it. Understand it, what it says, the lane splitting and lane filtering that became law here in the state in July 1. I think it's super helpful. Helped me clearly understand what's going on. So go to the Department of Public Safety website. And by the way, thank you for the time tonight, and have a good weekend.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on here. Please reach out with questions. Thank you.
Yeah, there he is, Lieutenant Mike Lee of the Minnesota State Patrol, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. When we come back, bite of the night, it's a dandy, and we'll do it in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, I can hardly wait for this one. Chris Tubbs, this is so good.
Well, I can't remember the last time anybody's used the word so good and Chris Tubbs in the same sentence. But
oh, come on, man.
But I will take it. No, this is the normal bit that we do, the bite of the night, where we take a soundbite. You know, sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's politics, sometimes we just try and find something that can be outrageous or just something that's newsworthy in whatever reason. And I am not a fan, and I have found out since that you are also not a fan of these in-game interviews. You know, when the game is going on, whether it's players or coaches or whatever. You know, there's one thing to be between periods, between quarters, whatnot. But there was an interview that was done by the TBS broadcast yesterday. It was actually on Tuesday night's game between the Dodgers and the Brewers. Well, during the bottom of the third inning, Brewers manager Pat Murphy did a live interview with TBS announcers Brian Anderson and Jeff Francoeur. Now, the Dodgers led 1-0 at the time, and it looked like Milwaukee third baseman Andrew Montalatocero. Sorry, just had a bug fly into my mouth when I was doing that. He would change, so I screwed up the name, but all of a sudden there was like a bug that flew into my mouth as I'm reading this.
I hate that.
I know, right? Well, anyway, he drove a pitch from Clayton Kershaw deep to left field, and this is the broadcast, and this is Brewers manager Pat Murphy, his live reaction to what happened.
Manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We've got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. It's pretty elite stuff here. As Monasterio sends one to left. Call
get out of here.
It's deep. It's caught at the wall. Man, we thought we had the good vibes going there, Murph.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
Oh, that is the best ever. Perfect. You know, so he drops something you can't say on the public airwaves.
Yes, it's one of the seven words that George Carlin said you cannot say on TV. And it was a great, just like in real time. Get up, get up, get up. Oh, then it just happened during the natural broadcast. I'm like, this is what you're going to get if you do this with these people in real time while they're in the middle of the competing game.
TV does it for one reason, because they can. And they do it because, well, we're writing the big checks, and we feel it adds no value. Mm-mm. These coaches aren't going to give you anything in-game. They're focused on the game. Let them do their jobs. Now, you're right. At the half, you know, coach walking off the field, you know, or a sideline reporter asks him a question or two. I even question the value of that in reality. But in-game is just stupid. This guy's trying to watch and manage a game.
Yes.
And that is that is beautiful. And like I say, I don't think it adds anything. I rarely, if ever, learn anything. It just gets back to, we are TV, we do what we want, and that's sad.
Yeah, absolutely, and I apologize if I'm a little distracted right now. I feel like
you're trying to get the bug out of your mouth.
I feel like the old lady that swallowed a fly. Ugh, I don't know why I swallowed the fly. I think I'm going to die.
Yeah. I mean, have you identified this insect yet?
No. Believe me, I can't identify this thing by taste. Okay, if that's what you're asking. I just saw something like small and black flying into the studio, and then I had
it ended up in your mouth.
It ended up in my mouth.
Hey, new meaning to bite of the night.
Yeah. Oh, Stevie.
Yeah.
That was well played, Stevie T.
All right.
Well played. Oh.
We're gonna let you get your bearings, if you will. We'll do the weather, and then Kirk Cousins back in the news.
That'll get the taste out of my mouth.
Weather and Kirk Cousins coming up here on CCO. One of my favorite reads in the Star Tribune is Randball, Michael Rand. Does a really nice job, and he writes a really good blog about life experiences as well. I invite you to check that out as well. A talented guy, and brought up Kirk Cousins couple of days ago, and there's that Netflix show that follows quarterbacks, and we all know the NFL is number one by a mile here in the United States. And Netflix quarterback that came out on Tuesday, Kirk said he felt a little misled when Atlanta signed him to that big contract. Now, can I just pause, and I'm not a Kirk Cousins hater. He was fine. I always ranked him, and Chris Tubbs can vouch for me, you know, between a top 10 and top 15 quarterback. Certainly upper half of the NFL in his time here, did a nice job, piled up a lot of yards, but wasn't elite. Wasn't certainly not a top 5. I would argue never even a top 10, but in that next tier, which is fine. He never got the Vikings where they had hoped. And when he wanted to sign a new contract, Kirk Cousins took the most money available, and that was from Atlanta. And it turned out to be about $100 million guaranteed. Can't blame the guy a bit. Can't blame him one bit for taking the money. But seems hurt that they drafted a quarterback, and then ultimately he lost his job to this young quarterback. But he still, in my opinion, got what he ultimately wanted, and that was one more huge payday. So the guy, and I haven't seen it yet, but based on what Michael Rand wrote in Randball, it sounds like, yeah, I'm not sure I was treated for. Dude, you got $100 million guaranteed. And when they did draft the other guy, Penix, I was like, whatever. You still get paid, dude. I don't know how you feel about it, Chris, but this is just one of those where it's like, come on, Kirk. This is not a good look.
No, it's not. And listen, I don't blame him for taking the money. You know, everything... If they were to pay me that kind of money, even if it was $100 million guaranteed and they were going to draft a quarterback, then I don't know if something changed between the time that he got down there and the time that the NFL draft took place. I don't have any problem with how the Vikings did it. I don't have any problem with how the Falcons did it, because ultimately the Falcons have they have an obligation to make their team better. If Michael Penix, who I absolutely loved, by the way, I thought he could spin the hell out of the ball coming out of Washington. If you think that he's the quarterback that can get you the furthest, then that is the guy that you hitch your wagon to. No offense to Kirk, but one thing about this too, this decision was made within hours of free agency opening. It's not like this was a day or two. This was free agency, and Kirk Cousins was the first big domino to fall. So I don't really have a whole lot of sympathy for, well, maybe, you know, I should have done it differently. Dude, you made up your mind right away, and that's fine. But at this point, you just have to own it.
I go back to one quote when it comes to Kirk Cousins and that whole process.
Yes, we know what that is, right?
It's not the money, it's what it represents.
Yes.
If that isn't the biggest pile of horse manure I've ever heard. It's not the money, it's what it represents. I almost fell off my chair, and I can't explain to me how preposterous that was.
Did anybody ever ask him what that meant? You know, it's not what the money what does that mean?
And that's why I get back to horse manure in that case. It was about the money, and that's okay. I remember talking about it on the weekends. Maybe I had filled in for Henry Lake. Maybe you and I even had this conversation. I'm sure we did. And that is, it's okay, Kirk. I'm an aging quarterback near the end of the line, and I'm going to try and get as much money as I can. And you know what everybody would say? Cool.
Yeah, Scrooge.
That's how it works.
Scrooge
McDuck.
That's all good. Scrooge McDuck the hell out of this. You deserve it. You know, open it up and dive into your big vault of dollar bills.
Go out and get as much money as you can. Just please be honest. Don't give me the, it's not about the money, it's what the money represents. What? Come on. We all work because we have to pay our bills. No one's buying that. So in my opinion, any good Willie is he built up as being a pretty good guy and seemed to be a pretty good, you know, family man and all of that sort of stuff. And that may be true and so on. And so when you say something like that, that just becomes disingenuous. And then to say, hey, I got the money, but then I didn't like that they hired the young guy or drafted the young guy in this case, and I wasn't playing particularly well, and it could have been because of an injury, and then they put in the new guy, and he's the quarterback of the future. You still get your $100 million. You get what the money represents, Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's...
Wow.
If you don't mind, let's hear it from Kirk himself.
All right.
We looked around and we found there's an opportunity that would be a longer commitment. Would you be interested in giving us that longer commitment? They said, nope, we're good with our offer. And I said, okay, you made my decision really easy, you know. Ended up signing with Atlanta and was pretty excited about the chance to get down there and start fresh. And then, you know, was pretty surprised when the NFL draft happened.
With the 8th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is.
Oh, Wyatt. Woo!
That is the first surprise on the NFL draft, to say the least. And he is going to the place that just made a very expensive investment in a veteran quarterback.
Wasn't expecting us to take a quarterback so high. At the time, it felt like I had been a little bit misled, or certainly if I had the information around free agency, it certainly would have affected my decision. I had no reason to leave Minnesota with how much we loved it there if both teams are going to be drafting a quarterback high. But I've also learned in 12 years in this league that you're not entitled to anything. It's all about being able to earn your spot and prove yourself.
Yeah, so he always comes back and seems to say the right thing, but it's like, Kirk, I think you got what you really wanted, and that was the money. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Kirk's, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the only thing, like, I don't mind, you know, going somewhere for the money. I don't. I understand that athletes only have a finite amount of time to get that big money. I will never, ever fault someone for, as the kids say, getting their bag when they can. But we don't have to play the, well, this would have changed my decision, this would have altered it. I don't think that it will. Sometimes after the breakup, you just need to move on. Like, you don't have to talk about your ex. It's okay. You can move on to other things. I mean, it's okay, but just be transparent. That's my thing. Just be transparent. Just be honest. I don't care what the reason is. Just be honest.
Yeah, and he would have gone to the next highest bidder had it not been Atlanta. Don't give me this that it would have come back to Minnesota, because it didn't look like the Vikings were going to give him that kind of money. I wish him well, but, you know, the one thing I can't stand is the millionaire or the billionaire playing the victim card. Give me a break. We'll take a break and come back and have headlines here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, by the way, we're going to jump back to a headline that we brought up earlier in the show, and that is that new motorcycle lane splitting law. We're going to revisit that. We got a lot of good texts during our interview with Lieutenant Mike Lee from the State Patrol, and we'll revisit that at 8:20. All right, let's get into the headlines. Without further ado, I love saying that. Here's Chris Tubbs.
God, it sounds good. Can you make me a liner? Without further ado, Chris Tubbs. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It wouldn't. Never mind. Hey, the Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved changes to its tobacco ordinance in hope of deterring young people from vaping. The changes set the minimum price of all e-cigarettes at $25. Council member Arin Chowdhury says her generation was to have been the one to banish tobacco use, but the industry has further ideas. Quote, it went from very young people smoking and having a nicotine addiction to college campuses on game days running out of Juul pods. Now, the amended ordinance also bans new tobacco retailers from opening within 300 feet of schools. Council is hoping that higher prices for e-cigarettes will help keep young people from vaping in the first place. And she said that the research is clear. She said vaping can lead to and exacerbate mental health issues from anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation. We also know how predatory the tobacco industry is.
And, you know, it is one of those. I smoked. I've never vaped. But one of the best things I ever did, certainly health-wise, is to quit. And I think it's clear. If we can keep the kids from smoking or vaping, it is a good thing for them over the long haul. Is this the answer? Not sure.
Yeah. Well, if you're not into vaping, then you should be into working out. However, canceling your gym membership isn't likely to become easier anytime soon. A U.S. appeals court on Tuesday blocked a rule that would have required businesses to make it as easy for consumers to cancel subscriptions and memberships as it is to sign up. Don't we know that's true? That includes everything from gym memberships to digital streaming and e-commerce to cable TV service. The FTC, which passed the so-called click-to-cancel rule under former president, under former Democratic chair Lina Khan during the Biden administration, failed to conduct a preliminary analysis of the cost and benefits of the rule. According to the court, the rule was set to take effect next week. The FTC declined to comment on the decision or its next steps.
Once upon a time, I tried to cancel a gym membership, and it was the most frustrating experience over 30 to 45 days I can't even describe. Way too easy to sign up, way too difficult to cancel.
Yes. I think that's by design from all of these companies, right? It's like, oh, click to subscribe, but then you like unsubscribe and it just keeps going. It's like they trap you, right? It's like it's an entrapment.
I said to the person at the gym, you can see that we have not used your facilities in months. I know you have records on that. Our lives have changed. I won't get into the reasons why. We want to get out. Well, you called too late, so you're going to have to, by your contract, pay for another 30 days. Okay. All right. That's fine. It was a miserable experience. Easy to sign up. Really hard to get out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No question.
Shame.
And one thing that I know that people don't want to cancel is Max. Well, you can cancel Max, but it's now HBO Max, and it's beginning immediately. Now, users of the streaming service saw the newish name rolled out yesterday. Decision to revert to its original name was revealed in May to the bemusement of its fans and advertisers. HBO Max, launched in 2020, was later changed to Max in 2023 after WarnerMedia and Discovery merged. Now, by changing the streaming platform's name 2 years ago, Warner Brothers Discovery intended to broaden their appeal and highlights of their diversity of offerings, which included White Lotus, Hacks, you know, HGTV's House Hunters, 90 Day Fiancé, things like that. However, HBO's research found that users were watching more of its premium fare and less of the reality programs produced by Discovery. In recent months, Max has also de-emphasized its family and kids programming. And the changes that they made looks to draw audiences to the platform. They had 5.3 million new subscribers last quarter, which lags behind Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Yeah, and HBO is so much value. I remember one of the proudest days when I was living on my own, when I splurged and signed up for HBO. It was like... I'm making my own money, and I'm going to spend it on HBO.
You've got HBO money. No. Everybody wants that discretionary income. Yo, Stevie T, I get HBO money.
I don't even remember. Well, it was like an extra $5 a month.
That's how you got your wife, HBO and chill.
That's exactly right. It was such a big deal. Those are headlines. We got to run all the news, all the weather at 8. Stephen Clark, Ars Technica, after the news and weather.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.